morning lunch. 4 o'clock came, we went home for after dinner lunch. We could took lunch alone, but we didn't. We wanted to go home.
We didn't go home for it. let's see. Oh, if dinner is on the table and the family's standing around waiting to start, they all stand around, you might say, well, don't just stand there. Go ahead and what?
Help yourself.
Okay.
God, you just said a prayer first.
Okay.
I call it a blessing.
If food has been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it has been...
I wouldn't know what to use for that.
Okay, what if you had it last night for dinner and then you have it again?
Leftovers, the nearest thing I could say is a leftover.
Okay. First you put the food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew?
Yeah.
Or gum the heck out of it like I do.
I'll tell you what, why don't we start the vegetable garden stuff when I come back? Okay, there's a whole big section on vegetable garden and all sort of goes together. So we'll just wait and do that.
When do you expect to be back?
Well, what's a good time for you?
Oh, any time. I'll just keep my time open for your deal.
Okay. I didn't get too long.
Oh, yeah, before I forget it, I wanted to show you.
Okay.
We're talking about a hay rake.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen a hay rake?
No. Oh, I see.
You ride on it, and two horses put it in there. That's your teeth. That's circular.
Uh-huh.
You have a lever on there. That lets his teeth down to where the gun and picks up the hay.
All right.
Here's another version, okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you mentioned the color weight of the thing of it. Here's that. Here. This is what they call a walking color weight. And then later on, yes, about 80 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Then later on, they put seats on there, you could ride on it.
I sure would hate to have to walk behind it.
I've walked behind it many hour years ago.
180 pounds.
See after the rain, the rain packs your soil in your field.
Uh-huh.
And that the air can't get to the roots, so this loosens up the dirt and plugs it up and aerates it and also cuts down the weeds next to the plants.
Uh-huh.
And that thing's called a colorway. Now there's no illustration for a gold devil because the gold devil wasn't used in those years.
Yeah.
And besides, they were mostly a homemade equipment.
They wasn't
a regular manufacturer for the gold.
I see.
The one we had, my daddy made it. It was easier for him being a blacksmith.
Yeah.
He made them for other people too.
Yeah. They're going to be interested to hear about the gold devil because I bet you they've never heard of that.
I just don't know. It's just geological formations.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the world like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some places it's more uniform. Other places it's varied, I guess. I gotta get organized. I haven't got all my stuff. Too early in the morning to be organized.
Well, if you young people think that way, what do you expect old people to think?
Y'all don't have to get organized until afternoon.
I tell you one thing. We grew up different than you people that grow up now. That's a different, I don't know whether you call it attitude or atmosphere, or that's a different something now.
Yeah.
People today don't take life as seriously as we did when we were your age.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time, everything is much too flighty now,
mm-hmm.
too indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the inflation, so much money in circulation, these young people, they throw a dollar away where we would squeeze a penny.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's one thing that my mother says, because, you know, she grew up during the Depression and they didn't ever have any money.
How old is she now?
She's 62.
Holy, she was a child when the Depression was on.
Yeah. So, you know, they didn't have anything and she had to wear the same clothes.
Well, Depression caused us to own this place here. We couldn't pay no rent. And Satan had money to buy this property. There was nothing here. What you see here now, buildings and trees and stuff that we put here in the last 40 years.
Really?
I started with $100. How many people?